have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hi, this is Apostle Dawn of Shabbat Saturday on Elations Radio, wanting to wish you a happy and a prosperous Merry Christmas and New Year from the Shabbat Saturday family here on Elations Radio. Shabbat the Lord this season.
Christmas all over the world. We've come with a simple reminder. Don't forget Jesus, the Savior of the world. Don't forget, He is the reason for it all. Let's sing it, friends.
Christmas without Jesus. Let's sing it, friends. Don't forget about Jesus. Yeah. He was born to save us all. Señor.
I bless your name on today, Father God. I thank you. Hallelujah. I exalt you because you are the reason for the season. Hallelujah. Please excuse the technical difficulty, but we are here in the name of Jesus. And ain't nobody mad but the devil. But we bless the King of glory. Amen. I shabbat him on today. He is our God, and we give him all the glory, people of God. I am so excited because he is the head of my life. He is the author and finisher of my faith, and I bless his holy name. I shabbat his awesome and holy name, for he is sovereign, he is God, and I know him as a deliverer. I know him as a healer. Amen. I know him, and that is so awesome in this hour because there are many that do not know him, particularly in this season. So I give God the glory for this opportunity to come before you, hallelujah, his people, to be able to shabbat him, to worship him, to administer the word of God, amen, in your hearing today, so that there will be a transformation on the inside of us, amen. There is currently a clarion call for repentance, yes, a clarion call for repentance, people of God. Where are the wailing women? Where are the travailing men? Amen. Where are the people of God who will cry out on behalf of our nation, whose hearts are postured according to 2 Chronicles? Amen. We bless God this day because we know that God is going to bring forth such a revival in this second wave. I'm telling you, as this world has never, ever seen before. And it starts in the hearts and the minds of his people that we should repent, people of God. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father God, we bless your holy name. We come boldly to the throne of grace. We ask you, Father God, to forgive us of our sins. First of all, we ask, oh God, that you purify our minds, my God, today, our motivations, our hearts, our intentions, our soul, that we will be vessels of honor before your throne. I pray, Father God, that your fire will go out and cause many to be healed, many to be delivered, many to be transformed, whatever it is that they need. Oh God, I pray this day, in this moment, that you will release your spirit, that you will release your anointing into the atmosphere. And we take authority over the atmosphere now, and we say, Lord, have your way in this moment. Your people, hallelujah, want to hear a word from you, not from me, Lord God. Let them have a heart that is surrendered unto you, that we will do the work that you called us to do in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that those that need healing in their physical bodies, those that need healing in their mind, in their soul, man, hallelujah, that every root of the enemy will be rooted out of them to be set free in the name of Jesus. For you have come to set the captives free. And Father God, if there are any that have any type of infirmity within their physical body, send your healing. Bring deliverance from every affliction, whether it is physical, whether it is emotional, my God, today, whether it is mental, Father God. We take authority over it now in the name of Jesus. Send your mighty angels forth to minister effectively to your people and cause a change in their environment and shift their atmosphere and on the inside of them as well, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We believe, thus have we spoken,
that the Word of God is alive and active and effective, and it will produce what you send it out to do. And we give you the glory, and we give you the praise, and we Shabbat you, and we honor you. Hallelujah. Father God, we honor your vessel of honor, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. Father God, bless her, strengthen her, the woman of God, as she continues to go forth to do your will. We thank you for your vessel of honor, and we give you the glory and the praise, and we ask all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Father God. Well, this is your host of Shabbat Saturday. Amen. Apostle Dawn Westbrook. And that's what we do, people of God, when we come before you. God has called us to do a work in this season, in this time, each of us. Hallelujah. And I don't take it lightly. Every last one of us has been born into the earth to know God, to serve him, to honor him, to worship him. And I tell you that we are living in a time right now where many, even in the church, has turned away and begin to build their own platforms, my God, today, begin to build their own thing, amen. But God is saying, come back, come unto me, come back to my bosom, back to my will, back to my purpose for your life, because it is definitely not about us, people of God. It is all about him. It is about doing his will in the earth. God's people are suffering, amen. And this is no plaything. I see it daily, and my heart is so full. Amen. And I weep and I travail. Why, God? Why are we not getting it? Because some have not been obedient to the clarion call of truly walking under the power of the Holy Spirit to cause people to be set free and delivered. I'm asking God to help us this day, that we begin to flow through a pure evangelistic anointing, through a pure pastoral anointing, through a pure teacher's anointing in the fivefold ministry gifts. Amen, in the name of Jesus. So I bless his name on today, and I thank you, Jesus, for this is you. You are the season. You are the reason. Amen. You are our everything. But today, we're going to be coming from 2 Chronicles, and we're going to start at chapter 12. And listen, listen, people, God, this word, listen to it carefully, because this word was not only appropriate in the time or the day of Solomon, but also appropriate for us today. Hallelujah. Because many, again, as I have said earlier, are turning away, have turned away, my God, today. It grieves my spirit. The Bible says in the last days, many will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. And this is what we are seeing in our churches and in the world today. The word says in 2 Chronicles 7, verses 12 to 15, God's second appearance to Solomon. Amen. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, hear the word of God. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Hallelujah. Now my eyes will be opened and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place. Hallelujah. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually. Let's stop right there. With this particular scripture, many of us, when we read the word of God, we take it literally for what it is saying. I want you to understand something. Last week, my co-host, Prophetess Gaines, Prophetess Bridget Gaines, shared something about the word. She mentioned that land in this scripture, the Bible says in the beginning, hallelujah, in Genesis, that God created mankind in his image and in his likeness, and he created man to come from the dust of the ground. The dust of the ground is the land, my God, today. So we are that land. The Bible says that if we are his people, if we would humble ourselves, humility, humbling ourselves, and pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways, our agendas, our altars that we've built for ourselves, our platforms, our brand, from our wicked platforms that you have made into altars, from your agendas, from whatever it is, anything we believe or think that we ought to be doing that was not signed by heaven. Hallelujah. He said, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive, hallelujah, their sin, and I will heal their land. The land is us, not just the earth. It's about us as individual people, as the people of God, hallelujah. And then he says over in verse 15 of 2 Chronicles, amen. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attentive unto the prayer that is made in this place, hallelujah. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house. It's talking about us. That my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be perpetually there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And as for thee, thou wilt walk before me as David, thy father, and do according to all that I have commanded thee. Thou shalt observe my statutes and my judges. He then says to him, he's talking to Solomon now, but this word is also speaking to us as born-again believers. Then I will establish the throne of my kingdom, thy kingdom, accordingly as I have covenant with David, thy father, saying, there shall not fall thee or fail thee a man to be ruler in Israel. God is speaking to us today because he is saying to us this day that we need to repent. We need to repent from our own agendas. We need to repent from our own mindset. We need to repent from going in our own way, thinking that we're doing something. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. For him, which is not even in alignment with his will or his standard. Amen. But just doing it for opportunity. God is saying unto his people, I need you to come back and do your first work. Some of us just need to repent. And I'm one of those that will say, Lord, forgive me. I am one of those that constantly, continually say, Father, forgive me, because I know myself. I know my flesh. Many of us were saved, were filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. But there are some things that are on the inside of us when we need major deliverance on the inside. Amen. Be transparent, and I give God the glory because he knows every hair on our head. He knows everything about us. He is our creator. We see, hallelujah, that he is at work in us, and the word of God says that is for his good intention, for his will. Amen? He is doing a good work in us, glory to God, because we see we are to work on ourselves, people of God. We need to work on ourselves. Stop playing. Stop playing, church. The word says we are to work out our own soul salvation. And this is where many have missed it. Just because you go to church, just because you have a title, just because you preach the word, just because you sing in the choir, just because you're on the auxiliary board, amen, just because, it doesn't make you right. Have you dealt with the inner parts of your heart, those secrets that you dare not tell anyone? Amen. We praise him in spirit and in truth, and we live according to the will and purpose of God. in this earth. We are to be light. Hallelujah. Says that we're a candle, amen, it's on a hill whose light cannot go out, amen, it cannot be covered. And we're to bring that light, and I say that life, into everywhere that we are. He is to be present. We are the ones that are the light carriers, amen. We carry the light of God on the inside of us. We carry the glory of God on the inside of us, amen. Therefore, wherever we go, whatever we do, are the light bearers. We are the ones that are to cause a change in the atmosphere. We are to become atmosphere changers is what prophetess Bridget Gaines said last Saturday. Amen? And that word is true. Everywhere, every place that our feet shall tread, hallelujah, because we're supposed to be filled with the anointing of God. I'm telling you, we are to be light carriers. The enemy cannot stand it when you know your posture and your rightful place, when you come to understand who you are in Jesus. Not yourself, amen, but in him. Glory to God. We are to walk this thing out, people of God. Not just talk it, but live it. Amen. Because God is calling for a people. He is calling for a nation of people that will return back unto him and do the work. Amen. The first works. Glory to God. Because the world around us, have you seen it? It's in utter chaos. People are crying out for an answer, trying to find it in meditation and yoga and different doctrines of demons. Amen? We, those who are called, those who are chosen, the ones that have chosen to surrender every moment of their day, amen, their lives to him, we have to be the change that people want to see. Glory to God. And honestly, it comes down to this. Humble yourself before him. Allow him to do what he needs to do in you, in me. That means we're going to be stretched, people of God. That means we're going to go through some things. That means sometimes an attack may come, but it's how you respond to the attack that maintains your altitude, my God, today. And I thank the Holy Spirit who is able to allow us to soar above the plots and plans of the enemy. Amen. He helps us to walk this course that we're on. Glory to God. He gives us wisdom and discernment. He opens up the eyes of our understanding. Glory to God. But our mind and our hearts must be towards him. Hallelujah. Our heart controls how we feel. That is why the word of God tells us that we need to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And our mind, hallelujah, is the most powerful asset that we have. And what does our mind contain? Our will, our emotions, amen, glory to God. Our soul, our mind is contained in our soul, hallelujah. God has to sit at the throne of our heart. He has to reside at the throne of our heart. Glory to God. And his throne resides within. Glory to God. It's not external. Our heart, it's a heart matter is what people say. It is. It's a matter of man's heart turning towards God. Hallelujah. And some are losing heart. The mind is where the battles are won. Hallelujah. And if your thinking is stinking, if your thinking is not thinking on those things that are lovely and of good report, if your thinking is not kingdom-minded, you are going to be used of the enemy and put yourself on a path of destruction. Amen. Your thought life has a resolution. in the spirit. If you're thinking on evil things, then you're going to function in evilness. That's just common sense. Amen. That's why the word says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How can you say that you love God? How can you say that your mind is being transformed when you're not in the word? Stick a pin, push pin right there. On a consistent basis, not just when you're going through something, amen? When you're not in prayer before God, it's not just for the fivefold gifts. It's not just for those with title. Listen, there is a clarion call being made in the Spirit of God. It's a call to the body of Christ, the body of believers that claim the name of Jesus as their Lord and Savior over their lives. God is saying, come back to me. Give me all of you. Give me your mind, your will, hallelujah, your emotions. Give me your life. God is saying, come back to me. I realize that there are many distractions around us. I realize that this virus has shaken, you know, and taken a hold of many and have caused many to go to sleep, even prematurely. But God is saying, in this moment, return back to me. Come back to me. Allow me to heal you on the inside. Hallelujah. Death might come, but we want to be found in the will of God. The Bible gives us all a certain time to live. He did not say when we were going to go. We know that we have power and authority over the enemy. Why? Because he says so. Amen in his word. And he has given us that power over the devil and his demons. And many of us do not understand that. Whether you are a fivefold gift or a layman, hallelujah, the word is real. It is true. It is forever established, eternally established. And we have been given that same power and authority, over all the forces of darkness. And therefore, it is up to us to begin to receive the engrafted word of God that we might be transformed on the inside. The problem is not the exterior of what is going on around us. The problem is inside of you, inside of me, what we're thinking on, what we are dwelling on. Because as a man or woman thinketh in his heart, which is his mind, so is he. If you're thinking negative, if you're allowing negative thoughts to overwhelm you, to come into your mind, then you are keeping yourself down to this world and all of its chaos, my God, today. Many of us, because we have so many distractions, television, CNN, Fox News, headlines, amen, MSNBC, radios, oh my God, programs, Facebook pages. We have all kinds of distractions and places that we should not be in, that we want to go. Many are going to and fro. Many are on their cell phones, many watching videos, doing all kinds of things. But there comes a time when you just have to settle it in your heart. Amen. When we have to put things down and begin to seek the face of God for real, from our heart. Amen. And that means you're going to have to get on the floor. That means you're going to have to turn over your plate. That means you're going to have to start seeking the face of God with everything that is within you. Everything. Do not understand that this is necessarily a heart posture. Amen. It is, in fact, a heart posture, yes, but even more than that, it requires us to have a posture of humility, be thrown, hallelujah, before the throne of grace and repent and say, God, help me. I tell you, we are to be light bearers. And many of us go to work even, you know, and go to our place of business, go to the marketplace, amen. But are you a witness? Are you a light? Can people tell if there's something different about you? Amen. When you walk into a business, amen, when you walk into a government agency, hallelujah, when you walk into a meeting, oh my God, today, when you walk before men of authority, Can they say that there is something different about you? Can they see something on you? Amen. Do you have to be loud and boisterous for them to know that you are, hallelujah, of Christ and that he is your Lord? Or is it your life that is speaking louder than what you are saying? My God, today, people need to see the glory of God. And they need to see the glory of God in you. And this comes from spending time with him in prayer. You know, this comes from spending time on your face before God, even if it's just crying out to him. This comes from spending time in his presence, in his word. How can you know him intimately, truly intimately, if you're not spending time with him? How can you be effective in the world when, you know, we're supposed to be in the world, but we are not of the world? How can you be effective if you're not spending time with the love of your life? And literally, he is the love of your life, because he said he would wish above all things that we would prosper and be in good health and prosper in our soul. My God, today. God, oh, my God, today. He is our first love. And I see that there is a beginning. Amen. There is a beginning, like this wave that is welling up in the body of Christ. Because even though scripture tells us there's a great falling away, amen, but that will not stop the latter glory that is to come, that is coming, amen. And that will only come when we collectively, as the body of Christ, begin to go into the presence of God. When we begin to spend time with him and with his word. Hallelujah. Our hearts are far from him. Why? Because we're not seeing the miracles that we're supposed to be seeing. We're not seeing the signs and wonders that we're supposed to be seeing. Amen. We should be saying amen, hallelujah, and doing great exploits because we are called by his name, in the name of Jesus. We should be seeing the miracles in the church and not saying, oh, once a time, I remember when. Glory to God. We should be seeing the signs and wonders. We should be seeing a person that is sloppy drunk come into your church house, amen, and go out sober and clean because he has encountered the presence of God. Hallelujah. We should be seeing our young people bowing down, crying out for God for revival, amen, and not getting caught up in all this chaos and this behavior of rebellion. We should be seeing more deliverance in the house of God. We should be seeing crutches and walkers. You know, I remember seeing that with this man of God from some years ago, hallelujah, many evangelists, tele-evangelists is what they call them, and they would have these great tent meetings, and we would see men and people of God, strangers, come up to him, hallelujah, throwing away their crutches and getting up and walking out of their wheelchairs, amen, and this being this pile of crutches because they're showing how God had demonstrated his glory and brought forth healing in that camp meeting. Where is that? Where is that now, church? We need to return back to God. Hallelujah. We need to be on our faces before him, crying out for a move of God. We need to see his word in effect, glory to God, the word that we preach, the word that we say we believe, because God's power is real. There's nothing wrong with his power, so it must be us. And he's calling us back. He's calling us to a place of purity, a place of unity. Amen. Living, hallelujah, a pure life, having a pure heart before him, speaking, hallelujah, rightly before him and his people, and loving them authentically and honestly. Not this fakery in the name of Jesus, this facade, pretending like we're living according to the word of God. God wants us to be pure in everything that we do. in our business, in our workplace, in our relationships, in our ministry. Everywhere that we go, he is looking for those vessels. He is looking to blow his power upon those, hallelujah, that will call forth, hallelujah, his on him and walk in his authority authentically, not just in words and pop and stance and theatrics. Glory to God, that we would even become like Peter, that when we pass by someone, that they would get delivered and set free. We have to turn back, church. We have to turn back to the King of Glory. We have to turn back to prayer. We have to begin, people of God, to turn back, glory to God, and turn this nation upside down and let the glory of God come forth. Let there be preachers that will not be satisfied until he sees all of his congregation on the altar crying out to God. Glory to God. But now we have those who say he's preaching too long. Amen. The prayer service is too long. I got to go. I remember back in the day when we had shut-ins. Where are the shut-ins? Where are the people that are willing to lay before God for 24 hours, 48 hours? Where are they? Where are the travailing men that will cry out to God for their families, for their children? Where are those who will call on the King of Glory? Where are those who have a mindset, for God I live, for God I die? I understand. I'm not being Pollyanny. I know that we have jobs, amen, and you know, things, you know, in our jobs require our attention. But God is calling you to come back to him, have fellowship with him. Why is it that we can't come together, be united as one body, and seek the face of God now as his people, my God, today? It's very simple, because you know what? We as the body of believers, I don't believe that we have fully began to function as we should. But there is a second wave coming. And I think in this second wave, the Lord is going to show forth his glory. Because the latter shall be greater than the former. And we that are that remnant, we will return to our first love. We will seek him with everything that is within us. We need him like that on today, people of God. Because there is a world around us that is crying out, that want to see a move of God. Listen. The enemy is not missing a beat. He has not stepped out of sync with what his intentions are. But the church, we need to come together. We need to act collectively as one spirit, one mind, one heart, in the name of Jesus. We need to take hold of the plow and not look back, in the name of Jesus. Our enemy is one that we all have in common. And if they know how to come together in unity, amen, to plot against us, what is wrong with the church? My God, today, the Father is calling each and every one of us. Repent. Repent. Come back to me. Hallelujah. And God is saying unto us that we need to come back to our first love. We need to repent. We want to see people delivered and set free, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And we bless the name of the Lord, and we thank you, Father God, that your will is being done in the earth. And we're asking, hallelujah, your people to repent. This is what it says over in 2 Chronicles. Repent and turn back to your first love. God loves us. He wants us to be free. He wants us to be delivered. He wants us to be healed. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We are calling on those that know the Lord to really begin to turn their lives around and ask themselves this one question. Am I really seeking God? Am I really doing all that God has given me to do? I realize that we have families. We have babies. We have jobs. We have, amen, careers. We have things and responsibilities, but it is a matter of your heart. What is the posture of your heart? Are you thinking on those things that will please him? Is your heart resonating in the realm of the spirit that you will continuously allow him to speak to you? Amen. And you hear him, you hearken unto him. Affect the atmosphere that you are in. Hallelujah. And those that are in your circle of influence. I have one motivation, one intention. I know what my lane is. I know what my assignment is. Understand this. My heart yearns to see unity in the body of Christ, to see us apprehend the will of God for our lives, that we may all have the same testimony. Amen. It is the kingdom of God that I live for, that I yearn for. Hallelujah. That you allow him to come into your life today. Walk into the newness of life that he has given to you. Walk into your purpose. Seek him with a pure heart. And I mean with a pure heart, that you will come humbly before him and say to him, Father, help me. Help me to draw nigh to you, draw closer to you. Live a sanctified life. And that means a life set apart unto God. Not with your own agenda. Not with your platforms, amen. Not with your theatrics, but that your heart is pure towards him. And you want nothing else but to see the King of glory come. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. That souls may come into the kingdom. And that you will love him with all your heart, your whole mind. Hallelujah. Prepare for this soon coming of the King, people of God, because he is coming soon. And hence, that is why this second wave is coming. And mark my words, it is coming. And the Lord will show us his glory. But he needs to come to a church that is united, that our hearts will be flooded with light in the name of Jesus. And that we will understand and comprehend what the will and purpose of God is for us, his people that are called his holy people, his rich inheritance. Amen. And understand this incredible, incredible greatness that he has placed within each and every one of us to do his will. He has given us the power. He has given us his authority. He has given us his word. What are you doing? It is our responsibility. So now repent while we have the opportunity. Repent while the hour is nigh thee. Amen. Be the light that he's called you to be. And know that Jesus is absolutely your Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Without question. You're not tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. God is not coming forth to just bear himself to those who are not walking in obedience. But he wants those who are called by his name to know him in a greater measure, a greater capacity. Amen. To know him, truly know him, authentically know him. Know God in a greater measure, glory to God, and not get caught up in tradition. Hallelujah. I remember when I used to go to church as a child, amen, and I would sit in the pews, and I would watch the people of God shouting and praising God with everything that was within them, and I would see the move of God. And miracles, my God, today. And people repenting and running to the altar of God. Where is that type of preaching that compels man to come to God, Selah. That's my heart passion, that the words that I release, the words that I am saying, would prick you, would make you want to move and be transformed and move and allow God to work in you a good work, because he has need of us in this hour. Glory to God. He's not going to make you behave. Amen. Because he is giving you a choice, but he will give you the strength to endure. Hallelujah. And once you submit yourself to him, once you have totally given yourself over to him and say, Lord, I seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness. Watch. I call it, he will do a boss move in your life, B-O-S-S, because he is ultimately the boss. Glory to God. So I am ever grateful for this opportunity, for this platform. Amen. Listen, he knows our path. Let us seek him like never before. Let us begin to trust him like never before in the name of Jesus. And I pray that this word has blessed you. I pray that this word has moved you, has challenged you, that you will begin to seek God, seek his word, seek him in prayer and fasting. Develop a prayer life, amen, so that you can begin to hear his voice clearly and that he will speak to you strategies for this hour in the name of Jesus. Come forth and go into his presence, because he is calling us people of God. The word of God tells us in scripture that he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And if you don't know him in your heart today, ask him to come into your heart. Confess him with your mouth, the Lord Jesus. And it says that you will be saved if you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. You shall be saved. Hallelujah. Remember, this is the clarion call for salvation. Glory to God. And he is calling you. He is calling me to come closer. Glory to God. Because he has need of us. He wants to manifest his glory in your life. Let there be a place in your life, in your heart right now, and allow the light and nature of God to touch you. Turn back to the Father. He is calling us back to him, calling us back to prayer, real deep prayer, into the recesses of your soul. He is calling you. Hallelujah. And I believe with everything that is within me that change is taking place now and that his will is being done in your life. And I pray, Father God, that you will seal this word. Seal this word with your glory and with your power in Jesus' name. This is the season for us to tell the nation that Jesus is Lord. And let us, as much as possible, forget about how much, you know, others may have come against us or those things that we've had to endure. This right now, this season is a major setup. Amen. Even though it's commercialized and this is the season, you know, and gifts and presents, but this is the greatest season, hallelujah, for you to come back and let him accomplish what he wants and desires in your life by his goodness for you, by his kindness, his mercy, his grace. Let that be our focus during this season. I wish you all a Merry Christmas, a Merry Christmas, amen. Enjoy it with your family and one another. But most importantly, enjoy Christ. And again, for those who have not received Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I would like to give you the opportunity to receive him now. Or even if you have strayed away, just pray with me. Heavenly Father, I come to you as a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe that on the third day you raised him from the dead with all power in your hands to advocate on my behalf. He said, if I confess this with my mouth and believe in my heart that Jesus is Lord, I shall be saved. So I'm doing so now, Father. I'm confessing with my mouth and I'm believing in my heart that Jesus is the Christ. And right now, I ask that you come into my heart. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Save me. Sanctify me through your word. Wash me in your blood. Make me a new creature in Christ Jesus. And right now, I renounce the devil. He has no place in my life. Thank you for redemption. In you, we have redemption through your blood. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And now, you know what? If you pray that prayer, you are saved. Hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Who he has redeemed, he has forgiven. Hallelujah. And if you're interested in finding a local church in your area or need to reach me or even Dr. Kimmy Robinson, amen, please reach us on our Facebook page, at our ministry page, amen. Kimmy Robinson, amen, or P.D. Westbrook. Know beyond a shadow of doubt that God is speaking to you today. What are you going to do? It is time for repentance, everyone. You are not out of the race. You are not out of the game. A man of God just said a couple of days ago, we are in our winning season. And 2022 will be the year of our comeback. So get back in alignment. Hallelujah. With the will and purpose of God. Get it right. Get it right with God and give the enemy no more access. Everyone listen. Shabbat the Lord and expect a great move of God in your life during this season. We decree and declare his mighty acts. Father God, do great exploits. You are Almighty God. You are all-knowing. Hallelujah. People of God, believe God. Believe God. Have the God kind of faith. He can take you from where you are now to where you are to be, fulfilling your destiny, fulfilling your purpose. Abba, Father, fill this broadcast with your glory, that those who are under the sound of my voice now and later on the rebroadcast will experience a great manifestation of your power and your presence, Father God. Touch the life and nature of God within them. Change in the life of the listener now is taking place. I want to say thank you again, Dr. Kimmy Kim, for this platform. And thank you, you all of you, for stopping by for another Shabbat Saturday. I am your host, Apostle, hallelujah, Westbrook. Thank you, Elation Radio, iHeart Spreaker Radio. Thank you, you too. Amen. And again, thank you. We pray the Lord will bless you. We pray that he indeed will continue to enlarge your borders and territories in the mighty name of Jesus. And thank you again for joining us this Shabbat Saturday. Hallelujah. Please, please come back again next Saturday and join us at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for another Shabbat Saturday at this great station, Elation Radio. And again, thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim. I love you, woman of God. Thank you for your patience and for your love and for your wisdom. Hallelujah. May the Lord God continue to use you, great woman of God. Now, please close us out. Shalom, everyone. God bless you. I love you. Oh, 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 oh.
to try in a fight to car. I just want more than a tangible possessions of this world. For made by the master's hand, I'm a unique design, not just to work every day for a dollar, not to dress for the approval of man. I have the image of a father and a savior, for with him I stand, with him I will remain.
Bless your name.